The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, or Tubi. All proudly brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Jeff Parlay is here. Ladies and gentlemen, Thursday, hour number two, unscripted, as always, with the crack man, Billy Crackenberger. Oh, my. How you doing, Billy?
Hey, on the road. How you doing?
Where are you exactly? Where are you?
I'm in New Jersey. I like to come here for the summertime, and I have to tell you right now, I don't remember ever being here. I've been here for like 5 days. I don't remember the weather being ever better. 75 to 80, sunny, little breeze off the beach. Unbelievable. It's a really nice time.
I was in D.C. a few weeks back. Same thing. I was like, oh, wow, no mosquitoes. This is amazing. How long could this possibly last for? Yeah.
My buddies have told me that the last month has been like this. Yeah. So kind of doing some family time. I'm going to visit my nieces up in they're over by Washington, D.C. My brother-in-law, their father, is a Secret Service. He's actually a supervisor now in Secret Service. I'm going to visit those guys for a couple of days. They're going camping, Gil, so they want UB. They call me UME because you think that would be Uncle Billy, but no, they call me UB like Uncle Buck. So and I've never been camping in my life. I've never been camping. I first of all, I hate bugs.
Me too.
I hate wild. Not that I hate wild animals, but I mean, I'm not an outdoorsy type of guy. So this should be fun. It's next week. Anyway.
Where are you going camping? Where specifically are you going camping?
They're coming here. They're going to a town called Tuckerton, which is only like 20 miles away from Atlantic City, but I don't even know. Like, when I think of these places like Tuckerton where they're going, I remember being a little kid. I had two things: the Jersey Devil being one, being out there somewhere, and that's a
the Jersey
lore.
Devil. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then I think of the Sopranos episode with the Pinelands when they go with the Russian guy out in the woods in the middle of nowhere in the Pinelands. If anyone ever seen the, I'm sure most of our guys seen the Pinelands episode of The Sopranos. So
didn't Adriana, what was her name? Didn't she get whacked in the woods too?
Yeah, she got whacked in the woods too. Yep, she did. Yeah, but Silvio dragged her out of the car by her mm-hmm. hair and took her out to the woods there.
Yeah,
good memories.
It's late June, right? And it's. You know, I've argued like for the last few weeks, I was like, this actual 5 week chunk of summer is actually pretty good because you had College Baseball World Series, you had the ends of the NBA and the NHL, you still had the U.S. Open in golf, you have Wimbledon in tennis, you will have the Open Championship in golf as well. It's after that where it sort of falls off a cliff, baseball being the sort of common theme throughout. What Major League Baseball, what are you betting on these days? Has your bet, I mean, like, are you betting a bunch of stuff or are you the type that's like, you know what? I need some time off here. I'm not going to do anything. Just ratchet it back up for football.
Gil, I got to be real blunt with you. Still cashing those draft tickets from the NBA draft one at a time. You don't want to cash them all together.
No, you don't.
And it's not that it's circumventing limits, but if you cash, you know, a bunch of tickets together. Now, myself, I don't care about CTRs or going over 10,000. Matter of fact, I want to have CTRs because I don't want to be accused of structuring ever. So I'll get CTRs throughout the year all the time. And CTRs, for anyone who doesn't know it, is people are so scared home of cashing over $10,000. Oh, my God, the government gets my information. It's a currency transaction report. But what a CTR is, it's an internal thing that is given to the government in bulk with all these other CTRs together. And every single week in every casino, there's, you know, hundreds of CTRs. And, you know, what you don't want, especially if you file professional or if you, you know, you're betting, you don't want to not get CTRs if you file. I file as a professional gambler. I paid a quarterly estimated tax. But people get so scared of CTRs. It's amazing how overblown it is. People don't want to go over 10,000. They'll actually cash 8,000 one day and 5,000 the next day. Trust me, guys, the government's not coming after you for a CTR. You make a score, you you cash the tickets and that's it. I mean,
what would you say? What would you say, just out of curiosity, asking for a friend, Bill? What would you say is the number above the 10 where the government might say, that we do notice?
You know, I really don't know. I think more or less that that's a great question, but I've had more or less tickets. I've cashed 80 in one time. I mean, you have no choice. You have to cash those
type of things
for certain events. Yeah. So
there's no, there's no arguing. It's just how it's done. Right.
Listen, I don't think there is a number. I think they get so many. There's so many big players at casinos week in, week out that cash out 50,000, 30,000, 80,000, you know, trust me, the casinos, they don't want their customers bothered by the IRS. And because what happens is then they won't come back to that casino or they won't play to that level and come up with other ways to cash and stuff. They don't want their customers bothered. You know, there's a rule for casinos now. It's called KYC. KYC. Know your customer. So it's an internal house rule for casino hosts, vice president, executives in marketing. They have to, they're supposed to know where you get your money from. If you're a credit player in the casino that comes in with a credit line of, you know, it could even be 10,000 or more, 20,000 or more. So know your customer is one thing that compliance departments with every single casino now, their job is to stay on top of the casino marketing guys and casino hosts, because they're supposed to be compliant with the government rules. But really, the casinos, they don't want to ask their customers where they get their money from. Just bring your money in and lose it, please. That's all they want. They don't want you to, they don't want to know where the source of their income. And who are we kidding? Let me just tell you something. There's not very many people that are compliant with that, the know your customer law. It would deter from business. You know, I was in a casino, one of my favorites in Vegas recently. I'll tell you, I talked about this. I've seen it multiple times. A couple of years ago, I've talked about this too. Literally, the internal house rule, I forget what it's called. Maybe it's, like a Patriot Act or something. It's over $3,000. In other words, go to a blackjack table, you buy in for $1,000, buy in for another $1,000. Well, when you buy in for that third $1,000, they're going to ask you for ID if you don't have a player card or nothing. And you may say, why? It's only $3,000. It's not $10,000 over the government, currency transaction. It's actually an internal house rule of $3,000 or more. Literally, they will not let you buy in. Now, some casinos will, but this particular casino will not let you buy in over $3,000 without an ID. And it could be cumulative. It could be literally cumulative money. So that's an interesting rule that the casinos have also. You may think it sounds like a crazy rule, but it's happening. I've seen it happen myself to someone playing blackjack that wanted to split aces. They literally would not let him split the aces without showing an ID over $3,000. In other words, he only had 500 up, but he just so happens that he was at the $3,000 mark. Try to buy him for 500 more. They would not let him split the aces without ID.
So back to your, I want to seize back on the original point about the sports betting thing that you said though, because a lot of people are gonna, well, hopefully a lot of people run into this. I don't know if it'll be a lot of people ultimately, but maybe one or maybe at some point in your sports betting career you will run into this. So when the people behind the desk, so let's say you win a ticket for north of $10,000, right? It could be, could be 13,000, could be 130,000, right?
Yep.
The person behind the sportsbook desk will say to you, hey, look, this is by law, you must fill out this paperwork now, this W-9, you must fill this out. What we do with it, they say to you, what we do with it is we send it to our, you know, internal, corporate, whatever central part of that operation is. And a lot of players, a lot of bettors will immediately think, and then they add after that, what they do with it, we don't really know, right? And when they say it that way, it comes off as they're messing around with you a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Because you're like, how could you not know what they're doing with it? But really, what they're saying is actually true. they actually don't know what they do with it. At least maybe literally, because they work at a sportsbook desk and they don't actually know, because their expertise doesn't go that far. But generally speaking, what you're saying is they really don't know, because for all the reasons you state, there's not an incentive for them to go to the IRS with it.
Yes, very good point. And you're right. A lot of times they'll be giving out that paperwork and not even knowing the proper terminology, what they should say to the guests or the customers. They're just giving that from their superiors. They're very good. You know,
it comes off. I just wanted to make the point that it comes off to some as like, oh, you're messing around with me. Clearly, you must know what goes on with this. This could be a worse outcome for me than I'm expecting. But they honestly don't.
No, they honestly don't. Yeah. And you know what, Gil? Like last week when I posted the ticket on Twitter, when I won the $19,200 at Westgate for the draft, when I went to go cash my ticket there, I was getting $20,200 back. And, you know, you're welcome to bet off that ticket. You're welcome to get chips instead of cash. Like, if you bet at the casino anyway, at that casino, you're welcome to get chips. All the casinos have chips they'll give you if you want to play with chips instead of getting that currency transaction report. Or you can actually take that money and deposit it in your app and also avoid that currency transaction report, because you're gonna gamble with it anyway. You're not trying to avoid it, but you're going to gamble with it. So some options.
Yeah, very timely discussion, by the way, Bill, based on the events of the past month, for sure. Events, plural. Coming back, the Colorado Gaming Board is up at it again. I'll bring up this on the other side with Crackman Unscripted, Numbers Game, Visa, the sports betting.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here. For only $90, you get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Sign up today. You'll get VSiN's daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets, NFL preseason coverage, premium articles on golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream, whatever you want it, the cost is only $19 to be a subscriber through July 31st. Sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. It's Gil Alexander, Unscripted with Bill Krakenberger, the Crackman, at Bill Crackman with a K on Twitter. The name of the podcast is Wisecracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. Bill, if you will indulge me, I just wanted to bring this up because our own James Salinas, famously on this show, had the issue in the state of Colorado, for those who missed it, with Barstool on an NFL draft bet, where he went there, they were all chesty about it. Yeah, we'll take whatever money you want. And then he tells them how much money, and then they said, no, we can only take this amount. And then they went and they changed all the odds on all of them. And he was like, thanks, I'll take my money. Anyway, like, he bring this up with gaming, you know, gaming immediately sides with Barstool, because we did it on this show. We showed how, like, Barstool wasn't even adjudicating what actually happened. Right, they took what Barstool told them and just went with it. So someone else has pointed out to me, this is also in the state of Colorado, and I just, listen, the reason that I keep doing this is, eventually, you know, the more we talk about this, the hope is that something will actually get done about this. But this is just a standard bet. This is not for nearly, you know, it's not going to get nearly as many views as the Salinas thing, but I just wanted to point out that this is just a guy who was making a bet June 8th, and he had the over... A player prop in baseball, the over on Dalton Varsho, 1.5 total bases. Arizona Diamondback Dalton Varsho, over 1.5 total bases. The game, he made this bet with Will Hill Caesars. He goes, the game was halted with two outs in the bottom of the seventh due to weather and subsequently never resumed, resulting in the abandonment of the game. Per his reading of the house rules, and by the way, my reading as well subsequently, he says, my bet should have been graded as void and my wager returned to me. It was graded as a loss. After failing to get anywhere with the casino support, he then submitted his complaint with Colorado Division of Gaming via their online form, was told the operator had 10 business days to respond to his complaint. During that time, he never received any communication or response from either the Department of Gaming in Colorado or the operator themselves. After 10 business days had passed, he reaches out to Colorado Department of Gaming via phone. He was able to get in touch with an investigator at that point via email, and he was ultimately assigned to a second investigator. But in the meantime, the first person he spoke with would reach out to the casino to get a response to his complaint. He receives no further correspondence from anyone until yesterday morning when he receives a notice from Colorado Gaming that they have found no violation in his case and they considered the matter closed. And what they cited was something that had nothing to do with his bet whatsoever. Nothing at all. They cited a rule that was like a bet placed on the pregame money line where bets will bets will stand provided there are at least 5 full innings of play on you know, it's the standard the game must have to go 5 innings thing. But that's for a pregame money line. You just set it in your. That's what they're citing. So they're again that second instance of you're not even. It's completely disingenuous. Like you're just going with something that's not even relevant to what happened. And so again, and what's the upshot of all this? Like gaming has the authority to just be as nebulous as they want to be with interpretation. It's just a rubber stamp, man. It's ridiculous.
It's a rubber stamp. You know, it's a shame. These new jurisdictions that are here. And now Colorado's been here for a while, but these new jurisdictions, it's the wild, wild west. These guys don't even know literally what they're policing. It's thrown at them. They're policing casinos for casino laws, and all of a sudden now they read a pamphlet on sports betting, and they're supposed to know what sports betting is, and they're supposed to police it. These are the guys that are in charge. It's kind of sad, isn't it?
It is. It's more than kind of. In both the case of James Salinas and this gentleman, these are really level-headed guys. These are not like the stereotypical out-of-central casting gambler where someone's like, everything is conspiring against him, and it's all wrong. No, these are just level-headed guys who are like, dude, this isn't even what we're talking about. Like, what are we doing? Complete rubber stamp. By the way, here in Nevada, complete rubber stamp, too.
You know, it's think about this, everyone out there. It's indirectly the gaming commissions and the gaming boards. They wouldn't have jobs if it wasn't for the casinos that pay them indirectly. Mm-hmm. So right away, we got big strikes against us. And if you don't, even if they have a media presence, it doesn't matter because, you're going to talk about it a little bit. It'll be a story for a week or two, and then it gets swept under the carpet. And they go about to screw other people with their, their rules and stuff. And
how about this? How about this? Even if you took it to a higher court and then you ended up winning, the same newspaper that's also friendly with them won't report it the same way they reported what the gaming ruled on it. Watch that happen. Just letting you that it's, out there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like Michael Corleone in The Godfather when he's sitting in back of the courtroom and, the old guy there, he forgets Frankie Patangeli, of course, now forgets what happened. And he changes his story. And, Tom Hagen's yelling, this committee owes an apology. And they just swept it under the rug and get out of the place. So for any Godfather fans out there, it's kind of relative, draws parallels. So this is we won't even get that far, actually, though. There won't be anyone changing their rules or siding with the player. So we're really up against it. Here. And, it reminds me of there was a story this week, if anyone knows and read, I read it on Sports Handle. The article came out, June 30th. It came out today. I'm sorry. I'm going to read it to you. Congressional group calls on DOJ to help fight illegal offshore sports books. So now they want to fight the elite. A letter sent Wednesday to Attorney General Merrick Garland notes that the offshore sports books, quote, now expose our constituents to financial and cyber vulnerabilities, do not have protocols to address money laundering, sports integrity or age restrictions, and undermine states' efforts to capture the much needed tax revenue through legal sports betting channels. This just happened today. Yeah. So you think about that. They're going after the offshore for things that, honestly, we don't have protocols to protect sports integrity. That's one of the things in this article. So
Yeah, exactly what you're saying. Yep. So what we just described, the actual legal spots are as nefarious as it gets as well in terms of your ability to have any recourse, right? So, and then the notion that you would then go after offshores as if they're the problem. Like, it's just, it's so insidious to me. It's so infuriating. And by the way, just beyond that, Bill, as if this country doesn't have bigger problems that that Congress needs to,
oh, God,
or Merrick Garland needs to worry about than this. Yeah. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll get right on that.
Yeah. And you know, Gil, this just makes me think, though, even going forward, before it becomes law, there should be those same protocols, and they should have courses or, you know, other programs for the members of the gaming board. This is before it even becomes law. So this way they know a little bit more about the terminology, the relationship between sports bettor and sports book in other jurisdictions. And there was a couple, believe it or not, I've actually been called upon by two different states now, Arizona and Wisconsin, from someone, a state senator actually reached out to me and actually did talk to me a little bit about some things. And I am doing some stuff with Arizona now. So it's good to have that those internal things and prepare ahead of time for things, which most states do not prepare ahead of time. And now in this case, Colorado, boy, they've been around a heck of a long time. And
old enough to know better, as we like to say.
Yeah. And shout out the Colorado Avalanche, by the way. They won the NHL.
Did you win it? Did you win on that at all?
I actually had under on the last game. I mean, I bet some of the games. You know, Randy McKay is one of the sharpest hockey guys I know.
I love Randy.
So Randy was he was on a streak for one time this season. He knows college hockey. He knows everything. So I'm friends with him, but. And he lives there now. So congratulations to him and all the Colorado Avalanche. And,
did he move?
All the listeners.
He moved to Colorado?
Yeah, Randy.
Good on
Randy
him.
Randy moved to Colorado. Am I supposed to say that? Sorry, Randy, if I did.
Boy, it's already
shout
done,
out to their 9:50 a.m. over there. And I'm in Colorado. I listen to the games there. So Randy, I think, is now. He's in Colorado, though. He's smart. Why shouldn't he be? There's all these sports books over there. Compared to Nevada, or he lives in one of those Dakotas there, North
one
Dakota,
of the Dakotas.
South Dakota, Montana, somewhere over there where there's, you're all just our friends.
Yeah, just remember, Gil, you're all still our guests. All right, on the other side, what's on Crack's mind? And I want to recommend, it's been a while since we've recommended some betting doc or betting movie to watch. I have not seen this movie, but I know the true story that it's based on. So I want to talk about that on the other side. Not a sports betting one, but nonetheless gambling involved. It is a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game, Gil Alexander, unscripted with the Cracked Man, as we do each and every Thursday right here at the Sports Betting Network. Bill from New Jersey, once again, we get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Keno Walker. He says, the Crackman theme music puts me in a whole different dimension. I'm locked in and ready to go. That's from Keno Walker. This is from Vegas Vice. Vegas Vice, he says, if you ever want to discuss on-air currency transaction reports, CTR requirements, and suspicious activity reports, I'm an attorney and I'm an expert on the subject. I appreciate Vegas Vice offering that. He continues on by saying, because I asked him, I go, did we for the most part get it right? I asked him, and he said, for the most part, he said, the key is that, and here's the key, he says, that CTRs rarely attract the government's attention, but if you structure to avoid a CTR, a suspicious activity report will be filed by the casino, and that goes directly to criminal investigators. So as long as you're not playing funny, chances are it doesn't get past that.
That's what we said, Gil. Right?
Yep.
We said that it's not really a big deal. And that attorney's right. The SARS, S-A-R, the Suspicious Activity Report, that's the thing that you don't really want. You don't want them filed. So that would be a great guest maybe for a segment of the show or your show sometime.
Yeah, sure would be. Thank you, Vegas Vice. Jeff Isaacs, can you and Crack talk about these same-game parlays that online books are pushing nonstop? Players at such a disadvantage, yet that's all the sites are promoting. How do you feel?
Yeah, don't bet them.
Don't
bet them. Yeah, they're not. They're pushing something. You can guarantee it's negative EV. Now listen, if it was same game parlays with correlated first half, Wisconsin and over minus 14 over 30. I want to play that in the first half, but they're not giving you that. They're giving you stuff that's not correlated. They're just giving you throwing stuff at you. Plus, they're taking out, they're not paying where the true odds should pay on a parlay. So
didn't we have a book game here? I'll bring in parlay for this as well. Don't we have a book here in town that allows you to do same game correlated parlays? They won't give you the same bang for your buck. That's the trade-off.
No, they don't give same bang for buck. It is also seemingly only on the app.
But is there a shop here that will or no? Or are they all prepackaged?
I haven't tried it recently, but
yeah, because
it hasn't been an issue in the past.
Because during football season, again, that's almost that's 9 months, 6 to 9 months ago now. I want to say on primetime action that Kelly and Matt were always looking at ones in football that were that they were correlated, but again, the trade-off being you're not getting the true odds, but at least you had the opportunity to bet them. As long as they were correlated, they were into it. But yes, if they're not, yeah, not worth betting whatsoever. But I thought there was one shop in town, one of those smaller shops that lets you do it.
Listen, they're forcing this out there all the time on the commercials of same game parlays and stuff. It's absolutely out of control. It makes people think that these things, someone just came up with this, and it's, you know, every site has the SGP, thrown at you on their emails and their mailers and stuff. But listen, just to tell you guys too, there are, though, because I'm on the email list for some of these sports books, there are some really juicy offers out there too, though. So I'll also get the same game parlay emails. And but there's some really good, I can't believe some of the deposit bonuses that are out there still. Here we're talking, you know, let's be blunt, 4 years later, they're still off. I thought that those deposit bonuses were only going to be for the first season to get people involved. No, because more and more jurisdictions have come along here. And unfortunately, North Carolina just missed by one vote the other day, getting legalized sports betting down there in the Bible Belt. It'll be a little bit tougher to crack them. You know, there's the plan, crack there. But yeah, it'll be a little bit tougher to get them down there. But it's just that the bonuses, though, are the opposite of that. There's some bonuses out there, guys, that I get the emails. That means you guys get the emails if I get them. There's some really good bonuses out there before football season here. I noticed they had expiration dates. There's two different companies. I get about seven or eight of them. There's two different companies. Expiration dates, though, were the end of July. So keep a lookout for your emails there. Good deposit bonus. This is to re-up. This isn't for even one of them is for re-up. One of them is first time. It was DraftKings, actually. DraftKings has some first-time deposit bonuses that are really good, I noticed. You know, you can get a casino. Just like a casino host, you can get a sports betting host. So there's sports betting hosts out there if you're a certain level of player.
Wow.
And I'm not even saying big. If you're a $10,000 deposit, you're entitled to a VIP sports betting host, according to this email I got off of DraftKings.
From our perspective in the state of Nevada, all the foreign language does, right? Like, none of this exists.
Yeah.
No.
I know. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No.
But you should at least be making some money on your deposit with any of these other jurisdictions. So, Gil, I'm sorry. You wanted to talk about some stuff, right?
No. I was just going to give a recommendation. I haven't even seen the movie yet, so I can't, speak to how entertaining the movie is. But I can't imagine that they could mess it up. I'm aware of the true story that it's based on. Shout out to Chris Bruno for tipping me off on this. Jerry and Marge Go Large. You familiar with this?
Someone told me to watch. I didn't see it, but someone actually emailed me on it or texted me on it.
So this is on Paramount Plus. It is out there, I think, 10, 11 days ago. It first went out there. I have not seen this yet. Jerry and Marge Go Large. It stars Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad fame and Annette Bening, who I believe is an Oscar, who I believe is an Oscar winner. Don't hold me to that. But obviously two very prominent actors, American actors, who are playing the lead roles here. Jerry and Marge Go Large is a film that is based on a Huffington Post article of the same name, which is when this first came to light. But it was at the Tribeca Film Festival this year. But anyway, it's based on a married couple. This is a true story that it's based on. A married couple. Their names are Jerry and Marge Selby. They're from Everton. They're from Everett, Michigan, small town in Michigan, where Jerry retired after working 42 years as a production line manager. And one day, Jerry figures out a loophole to repeatedly win a special type of lottery game. and it just goes on from there. So this is based on a true story again. Jerry and Marge Selby, the great American lottery story. And the name of the movie is the very cleverly named Jerry and Marge Go Large. So I can't wait to watch.
Wow.
That, starring Brian
Cranston. And it's on these other networks, I tell you.
Paramount
Plus. All these
different
shows.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to get Paramount Plus. I mean, had to get all these networks, if you had to get to watch things, my cable bill's already $300 a month.
I'm so glad you brought this up. I don't check, and this is my blame for sure. I don't check my bill religiously.
Ditto.
Right?
Of course.
So for some reason, a couple months ago, I happened to check it. I can't remember what were the circumstances where I was like, oh, let me see how much. Maybe I was, I don't know if I was late on it, whatever. And I looked at it and I'm like, $300? $300? Like, when did this happen? When did this happen that this got so expensive? And you're right, it's only getting worse because of all the different, you know, whether it's Showtime or Paramount, or maybe I don't say Showtime, but Paramount or Hulu or whatever, all the different ones that you have to pay for. I'm not nearly as versed in the subject as others are, but it has gotten to the point where you're like, wait a minute, I didn't realize. I guess what I'm saying is I missed the $200 to $300 jump. Somehow that escaped me in life.
Yeah, it went to from $200 to $300. You're exactly right. I mean, I wanted to watch a Beatles special. Everyone told me how good it was last week.
Oh, I want to watch that too. Still haven't.
It's on. You have to subscribe to another thing called the Disney.
Right.
Extra. So it's another.
That's
another
why I haven't seen it.
They're going to hit.
Yeah.
They're going to hit you with another sawbuck to watch that a month. I mean, it's unbelievable, and it just adds up to more and more. I got to tell you something, Gil. I don't look at my bills at all. And recently, I just pay them. It's an automatic payment that's on my credit card, and I just pay the bill in full every month. And you're right. I don't know what's even on there, but I know I was paying two phone bills every single month for the last year and a half. I didn't even realize they were overcharging me. And they were very good. By the way, yeah, I guess a little tiny little shout out to Verizon. They actually gave me back a credit of $1,700, but I was paying two different phone bills. I don't even know who they were to get a phone bill. So these paying it.
Yeah, well, that's worse than me. Yeah.
A family came across the border and I was paying for their phone bill. That's really what happened too. They told me it was going through the border of Texas and I was paying for their phone bill and didn't even know it for almost a year and a half. So
I would like to think
it's amazing.
Yeah. I would like to think that I would have noticed that, but that's good on them for giving you 1700 credit.
Did.
Wow.
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
They were good.
Yeah. So yeah. Jerry again, on Paramount Plus,
Marge and Jerry
and Marge Go Large.
Jerry and
it's an awesome story. That is it's a multi-state story. It's about the town he lives in, how he sort of in retirement lifts up an entire town. It's a phenomenal story and is sort of an inspiration to should be to those of us who are looking for any kind of advantage play in whatever you do. This is just a great lottery advantage play story. And honestly, and Jerry says this when he was interviewed by 60 Minutes, he goes, honestly, it wasn't that difficult. He was kind of surprised. He was the only one that figured it out. So I'll let that be the tease for Jerry and Marge Go Large. Coming back, Crack's got some things on his mind. We'll talk about those on the other side. Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits, like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas, are you? Well, you can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM Rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander, unscripted, with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger, at Bill Krakenman with the K. The name of the podcast, by the way, is Wisecracks with John Orlando and Bill Krakenberger. By the way, we get tweets at Beating the Book. Just wanted to point this out. Once again, Russell Johnson echoing what I was saying before. Check out 60 Minutes. That's where I saw the piece on the original couple that that this film was based on, what we were talking about moments ago. They did an 8-minute piece on the couple that beat the lottery. Very good reporting. Talk about Jerry and what was the name of the now I already forgot the name of the movie.
Marge.
Jerry and Marge Go Large. There you go. Jerry and Marge Go Large. Chance Copperpot. He says, we recently got DraftKings here in Oregon. At first, I was not into it, but then they quickly promoted my account to VIP, to what you were saying, Bill. He says, I have a rep, and I can just text directly for questions and custom bets. Custom bets. I've requested bets before, and they've gone up quickly.
And make sure, Chance, that you text him about your deposit bonus. If you lose your first deposit, text him about re-upping. They'll also give you those type of perks where, where else can you make 10-20% cash on your money in life? So once you get a VIP host, just like he's saying, there every state has every jurisdiction. Definitely, there's some juicy offers there. That's something to keep in mind.
All right, you wanted to bring up something, Bill.
Oh, also, another guy texted, one of our fans at Russell Johnson. Check out 60 Minutes. They just did an 8-minute piece on the couple that beat the lottery. Very good. I didn't see that. So,
I just read that, Billy. Yeah, no.
You did?
Yeah. So
terrible.
Chris Bruno sent that to me, that clip, because he was the one who first tipped me off on it. That's what I watched. And the couple, the guy couldn't have been more humble about it. It was such a great watch. So we'll see how the movie is. I'm sure Bryan Cranston got that script and was like, oh, I'm into this. Let's do it. Oh,
okay. So the 60 Minutes piece was on that couple.
Correct.
Sure, yeah, I got you. Couple. Okay. A couple things. The last thing you said with the segment before we went to break there, talking about, I wanted to also talk about, like, you know, people that find little gaffes or things like this lottery thing. Well, you know what? I'd like to put a question out there to the listeners and viewers. What would you do in your situation if you were given something that was too good to be true? And I'll even say a simple thing like it's happened to almost everyone that gambles in casinos regularly. Playing blackjack and everyone gets paid. The whole table gets paid. But you have a 17, the dealer has an 18, the first four people have 20 or 21, and the dealer just automatically in the pay mode pays your 17. Do you, A, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't win that. You guys take that money. Or B, do you just take the money like everyone else and just, put the money away? You wouldn't believe how many people on social media and here will say, oh, I wouldn't do that. It brings me bad luck. Or, I wouldn't do that. It's not the ethical thing to do. Well, tell me how the house of ethics plays in your mind when you're playing at that table and get a blackjack and only get 6-5 instead of 3-2. Or tell me how the ethics worked when they're taking 3 zeros on a roulette table and now they're taking, 8.5%, whatever it is, close to that, a household rather than 5.26 or 2.6 on a zero, single zero. Now, I know it's your option to play. I understand. But there's a lot of things the casino does to really, take from the player more and more. Now it is like, again, it is our option to play, but I just like to know what people are thinking sometimes when they say, hey, I know I have to give the money back to them. This is a game of sport and we're having fun and it's a social thing. Or this documentary, what do you think? What would you do if you had a chance to win whatever?
This movie based on the true story. It's not a documentary, just the movie based on the true story. That's totally different. There is nothing nefarious about what they did.
Oh, okay.
Nothing nefarious whatsoever. They just found a loophole. Let me throw one back at you because let's say you're at a sports book window. Let's say. Yeah. A commotion happened. So before the NFL draft, I think I told this story on the air. Before the NFL draft, making all the bets that we made, it eventually turned out to be a really nice NFL draft. But there was a moment there where there was a bet available at William Hill on the app. They couldn't figure out a way to do it there at the window. It wasn't available. they had to send me over to the kiosk to do it where it was available. And in that whole like confusion, commotion, whatever, they gave me back $1,000 that I didn't earn, that I didn't win.
At the window?
At the window. I bet a lot. I gave it right back to them. I said, this is not my money.
Yeah, you don't want a cashier being responsible. No. And just to let you know.
Because her job, it could have cost her job. Yeah,
I'm not saying people cheat or anything like that either. I'm just saying that at a table, it's different than a window where they actually can get themselves in financial trouble. They'll get fired by being short $1,000 in their draw.
Correct.
You know, people at the sportsbook window or even the casino cashier window, you never want to ever take anything that's not yours there. They're going to get fired. They give you. I've given back extra money multiple times.
By the way, there was something else that came up later at another time, and somebody was new there or whatever, and I don't know what he was talking about, but I said to him, I go, trust me, I'm not the guy you want to like. I'm not the nefarious guy here. Believe me. Like if you're choosing out of a crowd, it's not me. Like, you know, like those incidents, I had no compunction whatsoever. I immediately gave it back to her because I don't want to see anything happen to her for like some, you know, some silly mistake. That she's great at what she does too. Right. And everybody can have a moment where they mess up.
Yep.
All right. And then last thing.
All right, we'll get to that in 1 second. Yeah. Bill, I actually made a deposit one time at a sportsbook here in Atlantic City. I made a large deposit at a sportsbook. They made me go around. They're brand new to the business. They're still a very small operation here. And I went and deposited money, and the person didn't know how to do it. The next person came along and also put in. So I had double deposit in my account. Literally, two different people. I only put one deposit in. They put the same amount in twice. And I actually told them about it because I'm not going to get no money in trouble. And, you know, it's not what I do. I'm looking to win the money legally and rightly so.
But in the blackjack example, you have no compunction taking that.
Listen, I'll tell you right now, the way that, especially if it's certain casinos, I'll hit them over the head in a minute. I mean, I will, because they have hit you over the head so many times in life.
Yeah.
I, you know, as long as I don't get the dealer in trouble or something, you play Johnny Stupid. Okay, I didn't know, you know.
Johnny Stupid.
But people actually say, no, I want to give the money back. I want to give, you know,
Do you think that they're being honest on Twitter, that they would actually behave that way once they got in that situation? They're lying.
Yeah, they would take the money if they're in the same situation. Oh. But Keno Walker, one of the fans of the show, Eric Big Lake Show, these guys just reminded me of something. The Keno talks about Hall of Fame. There's the Hall of Fame coming up. Our own Vinny Magnuel and Chrissy, you know, they're going into the Hall of Fame this year.
Yes.
Chris Andrews. Congratulations to those guys.
It's coming up in a couple weeks here, right? Or in one week?
Yeah, a couple weeks, I think it's July 13th in New Jersey. So good for those guys. But you know, I want to tell you something. Some of the clowns that are in this Hall of Fame now just really make me laugh. How can these people be in the Hall of Fame compared to let's get some real name. And they have so many CEOs and people that, you know, Paris Smith from Pinnacle all these like, I'm just saying like names that are on here, you know, guys that are the heads of sports books and guys that throw out people in 1 second. And Governor Chris Christie, okay, he was there in the beginning. The great senator that should be in there, he really fought for Hall of Fame. But, I mean, Art Manteris, come on, give me a break. All right, let me just tell you, though. Let me give you the names, the real names of the real guys. You want a sports betting Hall of Fame? Put some of these guys in here. Chuck Sharp, who, by the way, Roxy just tweeted, he just died, unfortunately. Chuck Sharp, old school name in the business. Stanley Thompson. Genius guy. Doc Midland definitely should be in there. I heard some voices here in the background, Gil. Speaking of Michael Kent. These are real guys. The Koshers, Joey Boston, old school Vegas guys. Marty Kane. How about Frank Rosenthal? Bob Martin. These guys should be in the Hall of Fame.
Bob Martin's not in the Hall of Fame?
Not in. Bill Dark, Ray Vera, Dickie Stevens, Richard Schwartz. These are real guys that should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't know these other people that are in the Hall. There's some people originally in the Hall of Fame. I just shake my head. But Chris and Vinny should be in there. Congratulations to those guys.
Very big congratulations to the both of them. Well-deserved. Bill Krakenberger, we appreciate it as always, man.
See you guys. Thank you.
Unscripted with the Crack Man. Lombardi Line next at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.